Colonel Delphine Kayimbe is the second in command of the army in eastern Congo's North Kivu province. Speaking from the grassy hills of Mushake and surrounded by his soldiers, he says army troops are pushing the rebels north.
From 9:30, the government army took the control of Mushake, and right now the fight is going in direction of Kilolirwe.
Army troops and rebel fighters led by renegade General Laurent Nkunda have clashed in a number of skirmishes since August. Government forces launched its latest offensive against rebel fighters on Monday, bombarding rebel positions around Mushake with attack helicopters, rockets, and artillery. Colonel Kayimbe says Mushake is a strategically important location. He says rebel control of the town, which stands on the main road leading out of Goma, has blocked access to parts of the province for several months.
We are in the main road which is coming from Goma to Masisi Center. So, why Mushake was a very big strategic area when you can see we were controlling one part from Goma to in the door of Mushake, then one part from Masisi to Mushake.
Kayimbe says the army is using its maximum power to root out the rebel forces. He says reinforcements will be arriving in the region soon and fighting will continue until the rebel forces are defeated or agree to rejoin the national army. But some observers are skeptical, pointing out that the Congolese army is undisciplined and under-equipped and has a long way to go before defeating rebel forces. Meanwhile, fighting continued on the outskirts of Mushake long into the afternoon. Truckloads of armed soldiers made their way to the front, lumbering along a winding dirt road that cuts through the green hills. But as combat moves north, people in Sake, a nearby town that was deserted Tuesday, were returning to their homes. Selah Hennessy for VOA News, Goma.